It's time to find out what's happening in the ever-changing world of internet security. And joining me on the line is Tim Falinski from Trend Micro Australia. G'day, Tim.
Hi, Andy.
Now, Tim, I thought this would be a great time to chat as there is a couple of noteworthy events coming up on the calendar. And, of course, cyber criminals love big events, don't they?
Oh, they definitely do. You know, these events, just they give them an opportunity because we all just seem to lower our guard a little bit, you know, around when things are happening. Everything from Mother's Day because we feel rushed, to tax time because it's something we don't want to do, and even things like Soccer World Cup, you know, it doesn't just have to be those kind of things. And, you know, the reality is that these scams are really being focused more now on social engineering because they're going around these events. And what we're also seeing is it's more than just about emails. That, you know, these days it's also about social media is the way they're trying to scam us.
Right. So first up, we've got Mother's Day, which is just coming up on May 13. In what ways might cyber criminals exploit that special day?
Well, they exploit that special day because us men out there in the world probably have left buying gifts to the last minute. And we're buying things we don't normally buy, right? We're trying to go online and buying things like flowers or perfumes or even a massage, right? And these are non-regular websites to us. Probably, you know, we're used to going to the footy tipping website and things like that. And now all of a sudden, hey, we're going to do that. And we may do everything from, hey, there's a bargain coming through, and on our Facebook feed, you know, we hear 30% off perfume, and, you know, you click one of these shortened links and it will take you to, you know, channel.com, which we think, and we misread a Chanel, but we think it's Channel, and the next thing we know, it's these kind of things that, you know, when we're rushed and when we don't do normal things, it's just got to take a little bit of a step back and just make sure before we put our information through, you know, does this look like the normal website? And sometimes it's almost better to actually go to the old way of typing in the website ourselves just to make sure that, hey, that's not the way you spell that company's name.
Yeah, absolutely. And of course, also coming up is the end of financial year, which is a big one in anyone's books. Now, of course, there is money involved in end of financial year, so I'd say it is a pretty key time for online safety. What are some of the things to watch out for around this time of year?
Yeah, this one I'm a little bit more scared of, Andy, because, you know, this is now really involving money and people hoping for the biggest return. And, you know, the unfortunate part about the Australian tax system is that it's incredibly complex. So we definitely need to reach out to officials, and we can sometimes get a little bit perplexed by some of the words that are used back to us and, you know, should the ATO contact me? And, you know, we see a lot of social engineering at this time. We see a spike in emails being sent out to people, which are scam emails, and a lot of them are saying, hey, click here to have your ATO e-tax pre-filled in for you. You know, it's the kind of stuff that the ATO just never does, you know, and what we highly recommend to people and is never to click on the links. And, you know, if you get a email from the ATO, look up their phone number and call them back directly. If someone calls you, just say to them you're busy and call them back to make sure they really work there. And really don't hand out your information. Your ATO has all that information. You know, don't get caught out about it. In some recent media news, we've seen a Facebook scam that's hit some Australians where Facebook has purportedly been giving away some money, or you've won a lottery and people have actually filled in and given their details away and then paid the $500 deposit to release the funds, to know that they've find out later they've been scammed. And one poor gentleman in Mackay got scammed by $100,000 in this kind of an attack. And it's just one of those areas that we just need to be careful of and realise that, you know, the old-fashioned systems that the ATO use and to go through, and you need to lodge your return before you get the money back, is the best way to go.
Absolutely. Yeah, some amazing scams out there, and so many people still getting caught out. So some good tips. Also, what's been happening lately that I actually overlooked because it happened just recently was World Password Day. And of course, passwords, we talk about it all the time, Tim, so important. World Password Day was actually on May 3, but it is something we should always be thinking about all the time. What are your best tips on passwords?
Well, we see this as an area where people should really, given our online lives these days, take more care and diligence. But it's one area that takes a little bit of effort to set up, and that we have to be focused on. And, you know, just in our busy lives and natures, we can sometimes try and take the shortcut. So Like the first big one for me is that, you know, don't use the same email and password combination everywhere. So we've all only got one email address, so we've got to make sure that each of our accounts have a different password. But then the biggest issue that we can do is actually store those passwords in our browser. It's the most simplest file for hackers to find, and if they got into that, they've got access to all of your emails and passwords. And definitely create strong passwords, especially where there's e-commerce. If you've got zero information put up on the site that you're going to, then yeah, you may just use a very simple password because nothing can be stolen. But if you're using something that especially does e-commerce or stores information such as your name, your date of birth, this is stuff you really want to protect and you want to go heavy at it. Like even today, big companies are getting hacked like this. Like Twitter has just put out a statement that sort of said that there a whole lot of passwords have been released and put out there. So therefore, you know, they're recommending users to go and change their passwords. We need to start taking this stuff more seriously if we want to protect ourselves in the future.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, I guess following on the conversation around protection, I thought it might be good to get an update around your home network security product, that little black box that Trend Micro sells that protects all connected devices in the home. But a feature I really like is that it's also packed with some great parental controls, and that which seem to be a very popular feature and expanding. So what's new in that area?
Yeah, Andy, the parental controls are an incredibly popular part of our product, with over 50% of our users actually using this feature in some way or form to ensure that they're actually locking down their devices. And I think it comes from that one mentality that we sort of know how to use a PC and we're careful on that, but there are so many other ways that kids are getting onto the internet. I think people realize that phones and tablets are important, but, you know, kids are able to get on the internet from TVs and fridges, which, you know, we can probably help, but they're also on the internet on their Xboxes and their PlayStations. And how do you protect all these different devices? So one of the things that a lot of companies have, such as Google and such as YouTube, is they've got these great modes, right? So YouTube has a restricted mode to make sure your kids don't go to content which is too adult for them or might be explicit in nature. And Google has a feature, as an example, called Safe Search to make sure that when you Google search something, it doesn't give things that you may not want your kids to actually have a look at. The hard part is, how do you go and turn that on your Xbox or your PlayStation or your TV? It's very, very hard to do. So what we've done is we've added a feature into our home network security, which across all the devices that a particular profile might have, like a child, or you can actually set it to a device level so it's automatic for everyone, we actually turn those two features on for you. So we make sure that if you do a Google search on your TV, that it's set to Safe Search, that it won't show up any content that you don't want kids to see, or that the YouTube is actually running in restricted mode on that device. And that doesn't matter whether it's in browser or even in app on their tablet or their mobile phone. It will put these restrictions in place to help protect your kids and family.
I have to say, Tim, I have put that new YouTube restricted mode into action with the teenager at my place, who likes to listen to music at night via her Google Home device. It must be working because she came and complained that some of the songs wouldn't play. So.
Yes, well, I know a lot of kids do approach me and ask me, come on, you've got to tell us what the back door is. But unfortunately, the little black box that sits there beside your router is too good a cop. So we do tend to catch all of that stuff.
Absolutely. Now, for people who haven't checked out the home network security product, where can they get more info and where can you buy them?
Well, we've got a lot of detailed information and we keep updating that on our own website, which is www.trendmicro.com.au. But if they'd like to go and talk to someone about it and actually see one, they can go into any Harvey Norman or JB store Australia wide and they have them there in store ready to sell.
That's great, Tim. And of course, as usual, thank you so much for all of the tips you've shared with us today.
Thanks, Andy, for having me on.